Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Listen to Her Voice. This program is being facilitated by Francine Humphrey. We would like to welcome you. This is our first broadcast for 2013. Listen to Your Voice is a program that we have put together, and we feel that it's a place where you can talk freely, get guidance, and the support that you need. We understand that there's a lot going on in our lives today. And as women who are following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I wanted to come on the air today because my heart has been touched by all the women that I have been getting phone calls from this past week. We are praying for so many of our sisters that are going through so many obstacles in life and that are struggling. And I wanted to share with you that there is a place where you can call, you can get prayer, and you can talk to another sister or get some advice or just have somebody listen to your voice. We understand that trust is a big issue for a lot of us, and sometimes we just don't know who we can share with, who we can be honest with, and be our authentic self. But Listen to Your Voice is here for you. We want you to know that this is a place that you can come on the air, tell a little bit about what you're going through. You don't have to tell people your business. You don't even have to tell your name if you choose not to. We will reference to you as your first three letters in your phone number so that you will remain anonymous. Listen to your voice. It's an opportunity for you to share and just get things out into the open, because we know once they're in the atmosphere that you'll totally, totally be able to do what you need to do and walk in the path that God has ordained for you. I do have a caller on the line, and starting with area code 757, and the first three letters of your number are 652. I'm going to bring you on the line, and thank you very much for tuning in to listen to your voice. Hello, caller. You're on the air. 652, are you there? Okay, if you would like to remain anonymous, that's fine. You don't have to speak, but I'm glad that you're on the line. I'm glad you're listening to her voice. Sometimes we simply just want somebody to listen to us, somebody that we can talk to that's not judgmental, somebody that can help in a way that oftentimes we can't share with somebody else. So I wanted to do this program. I actually have a meetup program once a month where ladies come to a place, and I do give the address out to those who want to come, and I'll give that after the show, and I'll give you my number so you can call me personally, because it's not for everybody. It's for those who really need a place that they can go and to share. Whatever your reasons for not wanting to open up and share with those that you know, this is a great forum for you. We are excited, and we're glad that you're listening to the program. Listen to Your Voice strives to create a virtual community for all women. It is a venue for discussing our joys, our accomplishments, and the lessons that we've learned. But we also share our pain, our sorrow, and our challenges. We should never be alone when we struggle. We may not be able to always physically help another in need, but we definitely can help spiritually through prayer. So if you need prayer, please request it. You can go to the message if you're online, or you can leave a message at my email address, which is icwdirector@gmail.com, and we will put you on our prayer list. When we have someone in our prayers, we give her support and strength in a very powerful way. And for the one in need of prayers, it makes a tremendous difference knowing that there are people whom she may never meet who are thinking of her. We want you to know that we are concerned about you and that God is concerned about you also. We want you to know that somebody really does care about your well-being. And even if we never meet, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just doing what God has ordained for me to do and has called me to do. I so want you to know that no matter where you are in your life and no matter what you're going through, we want you to be in good health. We want you to have peace, peace of mind and peace of spirit and peace of heart. We want to be able to let you know that you can rest in His abounding love. And abounding means to be plentiful. It means available in abundance. So you know our Lord and Savior has an abundance of love for each and every one of His children. You know, my mission in life, and I love what I do in my ministry, but my heart is for my women's ministry, and this is just a part of that ministry where I'm able to freely give of myself, be open and honest, and be there for the women that are in my circle. I know that everybody may not want to come to my church, but sometimes you just need somebody that you can have listen to your voice, and that's what we want to do. With this in mind, we have created the Women's Prayer Exchange to provide a place for women to pray for your needs and to pray for each other. So this is our first live call-in session. So if you have a woman that you want to pray for, and she can be anonymous. You don't have to come on the air, and that's just fine. I have other callers on the line that don't want to speak today, and that's just fine. I'm just here to let you know that we do care about you and that we are concerned. So please, if there's somebody that is going through some health situations, finances, we are here to pray for them, and I'm going to pray in a few minutes. But I just want you to know that you are not alone, and you don't have to go through anything alone, and that we would love to add your name. It can just be your first name to our list of prayer, or we can just use your call letters on your phone, and we would just use your 757 and your first three letters of your phone number. We won't put your number out there for anybody to be calling you. That's not the purpose of our program. Our program is so that we will be able to help you and let you know that there is somebody that truly, truly cares. I read something on a Facebook blog the other day, which really kind of upset me because I am in the ministry and I love what I do. And it said something to the effect that maybe ministers should do something more than just preach on Sunday and Sunday school and Wednesday night service. So I was, you know, I knew that I was going to do Listen to Her Voice, but that just propelled me to do it sooner and to do it quicker because there are people that are elders and teachers and coaches and mentors that want to help our women and want them to know that we are there for you. Oftentimes we do feel alone and we can't go to our church family because we don't want everybody to know our business, and nobody really needs to know that. I'm suggesting that you go to God first and then come to this avenue to be able to listen and to express yourself or to just listen to see what other women are talking about. Today I'm so excited because I actually get to do one of the things that I love to do, and that's to share. We know that when we are not focused on God, we are going through things in our lives that oftentimes our friends and our family don't understand, and we just can't tell anybody. But we also know that these things they call sin. To worry is a sin. It means that you're not trusting in God. To be anxious is a sin. And if you're going through something right now and you're being troubled, you have your own cross to bear just as I have mine to bear. But we also know that no matter what we're going through, we just always have to remember that Jesus hung on the cross for us and he died for our sins. So that even if we're going through and we're bearing our cross, that daily we get another opportunity to get it straight with him. Because of his grace and his mercy and his abounding love for us, his availability to us, he has never left us, and he will never leave you. Sometimes we're not where we want to be or where we think we should be in our walk in life and our walk, and we're walking through this journey of Christianity. We don't know all the things that God has ordained for us, but we do know that there's a plan for our life. And I want to tell you today, ladies that are on the line and ladies that are in the chat room, God has his own plan for us. We don't always know the things that he has for us because, you see, his thoughts are not our thoughts. Our thoughts are not his thoughts, but God has the ultimate plan for us. And if we just walk in it and be obedient to him, then he's more able to help us. We also know that it's a sin to be depressed, and we know that many of us are because of our situations that we're going through. We just don't know what to do. We don't know who to turn to. We don't know who we can trust. We know scripture, yes, we do, and if we don't know any, we can always go to the Bible. But sometimes you just need to hear another sister say, you know, but I understand what you're going through because I've been through that too. We don't want to have trouble in our heart because when we're holding trouble in our heart, the Holy Spirit cannot shine on the inside of us because when we're going through trouble, that means that we're in darkness, and the Holy Spirit can't dwell in darkness. He can only, or she can only dwell in light. God is so good to us. He never, never fails us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. But you know, this morning I preached to them how God supplies all my needs. And I know I say people say that all the time. If you go to Philippians 4, chapter 4, starting at verse 4 through verse 19, It talks about the things that God does for us, about his peace and his availability to us. It talks about how he'll never leave us and forsake us. It talks about our heart, our mind, and our spirits. But now when I say, my God supplies all my needs, I say it with proudness. I say it with boldness. It's not something that I'm saying just because it sounds cute or something that I should be saying. I'm saying it because he really does. I left my job 3 years ago. I had to close my office to come home to take care of a family member. And, you know, God has really been blessing my family. We have gone through so much. But, you know, even with all the things that we have gone through, I never turned my back on him. Yes, I've been at the crossroads where I wasn't sure what I should do. And I spoke about this today as well, if I should go to the left or if I should go to the right. But, you know, God has the ultimate plan, and we have to stay focused on his path. We have to know that he is loving us and that he is concerned about us. When God instructs you to do something, he also equips you to be able to do it. God is concerned about the simple things in our lives. He's concerned about where we go. He's concerned about our job. He's concerned about our relationships, whether it be in marriage, whether it be our sister-brother relationship, our friends at work, our coworkers, our acquaintances. He is concerned about all those things. And we never have the opportunity to run away from him because he's always going to be with us. Yes, we try to run away. Yes, we stand at the crossroads not knowing what to do. We stand there because we're afraid. We cannot be afraid because God said we should not have the spirit of fear because he loves us. God also says that he's concerned about what is happening in our lives every day, in our careers, in our businesses. He wants to know everything that we're doing. So I get up in the morning, and this is just me. I talk to him, not about what he can do for me, but about what I can do for somebody else. Because I can't beat God giving. See, he gives abundantly. I can't beat him giving, but I can ask him, Lord, what is it that you want me to do today? What is it that I can do that so that somebody might ask me, who is it that God that you talk about? Who is that Jesus that you love? What is it that is about you that's different than other people that I meet? And see, that's my goal every day, to be more like him, to know that he is pleased with everything that I do. And if all the things that I do, and they're small things, because just doing this radio program, it's a small thing that I can take the time out of my busy schedule to do what I need to do throughout the day, but also be there to help somebody else and to pray for somebody else. I'm going to stop right here, and we're going to pray for healing right now because that's what's on my heart, and that has been on my heart all night long. Father God, we are praying for those that are on the line, Father God. Only you know what they need, Lord Jesus. Somebody may need healing in their body, Father God. Somebody may need healing in their mind. Somebody may need healing in their spirit. But, Father God, we know that you are able to do all of those things, Father God. We are so pleased, Father God, that you woke us this morning and blew the breath of life into our bodies, Father God. We are so pleased, Father God, that you allow us to be where we are right at this particular moment because you knew that we needed this, Father God. Father God, I am so, so glad that I am your servant. I am an ambassador for Christ. But, Father God, more than that, I am so glad that you have shown me mercy on this day, Father God, that you gave me another opportunity to get it right, Father God, that I was obedient to your will and to your way, Father God. And as we pray for healing, Father God, there are sisters that have given me their names that I can speak today. My sister Celeste, Father God, I'm praying for her, Lord Jesus. Maria, praying for her, Father God. Yolanda's sister is in the hospital. We're praying for her, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Robin's mother is in the hospital in Newport News. We're praying for her. Father God, we know that you're the doctor above all doctors, Father God, and that we're asking for healing, Father God. We're asking for a touch that you may touch them, Father God, right now, and their needs, Father God, because you know what they're going through, Father God, whether it's high blood pressure, Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal off right now. Whether it's high blood pressure, Father God, cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, cervical cancer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch them right now, Father God. Let your oil rain down on them, Father God, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, Lord Jesus. We're asking for your blessing, Father God. We're asking that you anoint wherever their pain is, Father God, and that all pain cease right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you are with us, Father God, and we edify your holy name, Lord Jesus. We know that you are pleased, Father God, that we are calling on you, Father God, because you are the one who is able to do abundantly and exceedingly of anything that I could ever think of, Father God, that I could ever see, Father God. You said when we come to you, Father God, that you will never leave us or forsake us, Father God, and we're asking that you keep that promise, Father God, as we pray for healing on this day, Lord Jesus. You see, Father God, I don't need to know what they're going through, Father God. Only you need to know, Father God. And we're asking these things, Father God, in your precious name. Father God, we're also going to pray for those that are in hospitals, Father God. I mean, I know their name, and they may not be on my list, Father God, but you know, Father God. We're praying for finances, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying for blessings to overflow, Father God, in their bank accounts, Lord Jesus. We're praying for their wealth and their spirit. We're praying for health, Father God, that you, Father God, will take away any depression, anything that is troubling their mind, Father God, that you would give them peace that surpasses all understanding. And, Father God, we know that you are able to do all of these things, Lord Jesus, because you are who you say you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, my goodness. I hope that those that are on the line and those that are in the chat room, that you are blessed by our show today. Listen to you. Her voice will be coming on throughout the month of February. We know that there's so much going on today in our lives, but we just have to take time out for ourselves. And, Father, I'm going to go back to the first caller, 757, and see if they would like to come on the line at this time. Amen. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you still holding and you want to be anonymous? That's fine. Thank you. We're just going to bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to click on my other call, 919. In the name of Jesus, we want to send you a blessing as well. Father God, we know that everything that we do is for you and that we are pleased to be able to come and share on this beautiful, beautiful day in Hampton Roads. If you're listening from out of town, I am Francine Humphrey, your facilitator, for listening to your voice. I am in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I am so happy that you are with me today. I know that you're going to be blessed by this call and that everything that God does for us, he never, never makes a mistake. He always gives us the opportunity to spread his word and to share with those that need his abundant love. Oh, Father, we're just so, so thankful for you. Today, I also want to take the opportunity to just go through a couple of things that we're going to be doing throughout the month of February. We will have our monthly meeting of Listen to Her Voice, and we hope that some of you in the Virginia Beach area, north of Portsmouth, will be able to join us. I also have another call on the line from 908 area code 432. I'm going to click you on, and if you would like to share, please do so. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord, Francine. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, my sister?
I am blessed. I'm blessed. I mean, for a while, I couldn't get on to your show, and now every time I call, I'm able to get on. How about that?
All right, that is so great. That is so great. I am, this is my first call-in show for Listen to Her Voice. I am so excited about this program. I really am.
Amen. You should be. I love it. Listen to her voice. She got
that. Yes. Yes, she does. She actually does. And you know all the ladies that are on the line that are holding in this forum, they can be anonymous. They don't have to say anything. They can just listen. I hope that they're being blessed. As a matter of fact, I know they're being blessed by God. Amen. And today we want to just talk a little bit about the elect lady. We pray for our sisters that may be going through something, but I just want to share something with you, just a passage from 2 John, verse 1 through 13. And
yeah.
You can go and read it, but I'm just going to kind of do a quick overview of that. The reality and names of the two women that John mentions in this brief epistle, these are the elect ladies, verse 1, and thy elect sister, verse 13, have given rise to endless discussion. Did he write to a particular prominent woman in a local church, or was his previous letter addressed to the church itself that John represented as a lady? As the Bible has written by man and by plain people, so that we might understand, God here is letting us know that we all are his elect ladies. So I'm not going to read it, but you can go back and read it yourself. And in this letter, he is talking about our character as women, how we have overcome so many things, and being the woman that God has called us to be, and being of a most worthy Christian character. She was worthy to receive an exemplary epistle from him. So we are just glad that God has chosen the ladies that are on the line today as his elect ladies. You know, I'm just so happy any time that I can share with my sisters, and we get the opportunity to share with each other. And my sister Lisa, who's calling from the 908 area code, I thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I am just trying to keep myself in my chair. I am so, so excited because I know what God is doing. Yes.
Mm. Oh, yes. Right ahead. I'm just in awe with you at all he's doing. Yes.
Yes. He is raising us to another level, letting us be able to share, because we can't be idle women. Because when we're doing that, we're dealing with demonic spirits and that are infiltrated our minds and our hearts, and we're dealing with dangers and faults that we must guard ourselves against. So we must be able to do these kind of forums for these ladies to let them know that God loves them and God is concerned about them. And that's why I was so, so happy that he said, yes, today is the day that you do listen to your voice. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, but see, God don't have anything to do with that. Amen.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Yes.
Considering Super Bowl doesn't even start until 6:30, so you're good.
Okay, great, great, great. And just looking over the scripture that she's a lady, and I love that because there are women that are going through so much and their hearts are aching. But, you know, listen to her voice is going to be here for them. I'm going to do as God has ordained for me to do. And if he says do it every Sunday, then I'll do it every Sunday. I just haven't gotten all my orders yet, but I did get the okay to go ahead and start the program on today. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, God knows that some people may not have been able to go to church this morning, and they may have just needed a word of prayer. And so that's why I wanted to come on the air today and pray with the ladies and pray for their healing and to pray for their understanding and to pray for wisdom, because we have to do that. And Sister Lalisa, I know that you always have a word of encouragement. So can you encourage the sisters that are on the line today and they just don't want to share right now, but they are listening. Can you give a word of encouragement for those ladies today?
Yes, amen. Bless the Lord for every one of you who are standing in need of encouragement, and you're in the right place. You know, the Word of God does teach us that each should encourage the other better than himself. And so if you are in need of encouragement, There's nothing wrong with you. You are in the right place. And the thing that you have done to reach out to this radio ministry is the right thing, because you can't be, sometimes it's hard to encourage ourselves. That sometimes that takes training, that takes years and years of trying to, you know, getting to that place. But that's what we're here for. You know, you're my sister, or even if you are a man that has called in, sometimes there are men who also are seeking help, and
yes,
they may hear the call for a man, but they will call in anyway, and they may not want to come on the line. Because people are in this hour, they are hurting. There are so many things that can hurt us, people, thoughts, people's actions, behaviors, things from our past. But, you know, God, he will heal you. And that's what we want to encourage you with today, is that God has not forgotten you. He has not left you out. He has a plan for your huge success. That's, I want to encourage you, and I want you to believe that God has a plan for a great, great, great success in your life. Even if you've been, you know, brutally hurt before, even if you've been near death, or maybe if you're in a situation like that right now, you're right in the exact awesome spot that God wants you to be. And sometimes spot is being a place where you need to just cry out to him. Sometimes the only thing that we need to do to receive our healing of wholeness and restoration and total rebuilding is that we come out to God and let him know that we can't do it by
ourselves. Yeah.
We need his help. Sometimes that's the only thing stopping us, is that you haven't yet acknowledged to God that, God, I can't do it without you. I can't make it without you. And here's the thing, sooner or later, you have to realize that you don't want to do it without him. He's the best friend you'll ever have. He is the best comforter you'll ever have. He's the best person to ever have to rely on. So I just encourage you to keep coming to this format, and right on the right path. I can't say it enough. I know it seems like your whole world is falling apart. It seems like your situation is so hard. It seems like nobody knows what you're going through. Nobody has been through what you've been through. It seems like your problem might be so bad that you don't even believe you can even talk about God, that it's so horrible. You don't even want to talk to him about it. You want nobody to know. But guess what? God already knows. And not only that, before the foundation of the world, that you would go through whatever it is that you're going through. Be encouraged. He has not forgotten you. All of the tears that you will cry, he will count every single tear. He counts every single tear, and he will pay you back double. And you may be crying now, but you're going to be rejoicing later.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
God is so good.
And she just spoke a word, and I hope that you were encouraged by her word, those that are in the chat room, those that are listening on the line, those that are listening through internet. We thank God for you. And here's another scripture for you for today, John 14:1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust always in him. You know, and if you're calling or my other line is ringing, but because I don't want a man two phones today, you can call me after the show again at 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. Your name will not, I will not give out your name if you want to remain anonymous. The other thing that I want everybody to know, and I did say this early in the broadcast, that God cares about you. All the things in your life are the concern of God. He is concerned about what you're doing. He's concerned about your free time. He's concerned about your gifts. He's concerned about your job. He's concerned about your health and your wealth. He's concerned about all those things about you. And God wants you to know that he gives you peace. He's the one that gives you peace. So you need to run to him. You know, all the time we can't go to others to share what's going on with us. Go to him first. And, you know, this forum is here for you, and I thank God for it, but go to him first. Go to him and be in his strength, because sometimes we're weak and we just can't hold ourselves up any longer. You know, we say, you know, we cry all night long, but if we just can make it through morning, we can see the morning light. And that is true. And, you know, and we just have to rely on him and rest in him. And he wants us not to worry. In his presence, there will be peace. And that is my whole message for today. In his presence, there will be peace. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. In Romans 15:13, it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, God is good. He's an awesome God. You know, this morning in our church service, we sung for about 11, 12 minutes of Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus. It was an awesome, awesome service this morning. But, you know, our service just doesn't end when we leave church. Amen? We still have stuff to do. Yes, we do. And I thank you, ladies, for all those that are on the line today. God bless you, 757-652-757-545-919-318. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I am just, the power of God is awesome. Just God bless you. Those that are in the chat room, God bless you. And please tune in. Keep coming to listen to her voice. If you're in Virginia Beach, Virginia, we will be having our Listen to Her Voice meeting February 11th, which is a Monday night. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. Lalisa is in New Jersey. And Lalisa, give them some of the your contact information, because I know you have different programs coming up, because we have about 5 minutes and we can share that with these ladies that are calling that are closer to your area.
For those that are closer to the area here, they can come to the PSUI Training Institute, where we have coaching classes, where we have consulting services for small business owners, for entrepreneurs, where we have training to help you with your resume, online resume writing, and just life coaching, you know, release your power coaching based on the book that I wrote. So if you're in the New Jersey area, you can find me on Facebook, Coach Lalisa. If you just put that name in, Facebook, Coach Lalisa, and we will be glad to let you know what other programs we have. Women conferences coming up. We have luncheons, webinars. We have a luncheon for entrepreneurs coming up, and we're just very, very excited about that. But we are here to help you. We are into economic development. We are into helping people get something out of their lives that they didn't think was there, you know, so they can do the things to help themselves, their families, and help our communities. We know there's a lot of people who feel that, you know, there's no hope. They feel that it's over. They feel that there's so much hopelessness. But there's another group of us that we are not without hope, and we are out here doing things with what God has given us. And so we just thank God for that.
Amen. We thank God for all of you ladies today. You are his elect ladies. Praise God. We know that as a church family, and when we say church, it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter if you haven't been in church in 15 years. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor or elder, just a sister or lay person. The church owes a great deal to the effective ministry of God's women. And we can't just sit at church on Sunday anymore and just sit at church on Wednesday night and do church as usual. We have to get from behind those walls of the church and get out into the community and reach out to these women that are going through so much and that need help. We are here for you. Women, you are no longer silent in the name of Jesus. You have a voice, and you are a force to be reckoned with. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to listen to her voice. I hope that it has been a blessing to your mind, your body, and your spirit. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We will have more information about Listen to Her Voice, but this is our first broadcast. I am about to jump out of my chair. I feel the presence, the anointing of God. Amen. I'm trying to keep it professional, but praise God. Sometimes we just can't do that. We just got to cut loose. We just want to thank you all so very, very much. Sister Lalisa, can you just take us out with a prayer, just a little short prayer. Amen.
And amen. Lord, we just thank you for allowing this broadcast to go forth. We just ask that your presence would go with each and every person that has tuned in or will tune back into the archives. We ask you just to continue to meet each and every need of the prayers or the people that are on this call, Lord. And we thank you for Pastor Francine Humphrey. We ask you to continue to bless her and to continue to give her great insight as she goes about doing your will, your way. We can't thank you enough in Jesus' name. Until next time, Lord God, keep everyone safe and keep them blessed. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all once again for listening to her voice. We look forward to speaking with you. You can give me a call 567-6734 after the broadcast, or you may email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.